Blog Talk Radio.
Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Inner Consciousness. It is your boy, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, on this, the holiday that recognizes being thankful. And tonight, that's one of the things we're going to talk about. I forgive, and I am thankful. With everything going on in the world today, that makes this time of year extremely special. To be able to find what you are truly, truly thankful for. If we look around the world, we see terrorism. We see wars going on. The global economy is in flux. World hunger, sex trafficking all over the world, political infighting and corruption, and not just in Washington, D.C., but other countries are having the same thing. Police violence. Health issues, unhealthy food, food that you buy from the supermarket that has no nutritional value. Not like when many of us were younger or when our grandparents were young and they actually pulled food out of the ground that did not have chemicals and pesticides on them. Today's food that you buy from most supermarkets is only your visit to the grave. How about greed? Wow. What more do you need to say about greed? Prison overcrowding, pollution, poverty, drugs all over the inner city, and yes, it is out in the county and in the country as well. Gang violence, molestation and rape, relationship issues, domestic violence, and so, so much more. Now, if you have experienced this year, any of those things, but you're still standing and you're able to talk about it, that right there is a reason to be thankful. If you have not experienced any of these things, then that is also a reason to be thankful, because this is a hard, hard life and things happen. And if you're not prepared for it, it can take you out. It can definitely take you under. So let's take the day and let's think about all the reasons we have to be happy, to be joyous, to be thankful. Everything that we've survived, that our family survived, that our friends and our loved ones survived. And I want to talk about just how to deal with things if tonight you are dealing with something special. If your heart is heavy, if there's something that's going on and you're just not quite able to get yourself to the point where you can say, Bobby, that's easy for you to say, but I'm just not feeling it. I am not thankful for anything today. Yeah, I may be here, but I'm just not thankful. Well, let's try a few things. Let's talk about it. Find out what's really, really, really going on. One of the things I found is that it's hard to be thankful when you're not feeling happy about yourself, when you're not feeling that love for yourself. And so for a lot of people, to get to that point where we're loving ourselves, it means we've got to be able to forgive ourselves. Whenever we're carrying around any kind of issues, when we're bothered by what someone else is doing, those issues aren't with them. Those issues are with ourselves. So we have got to learn to master forgiveness. Once you get past forgiveness, it makes thankfulness that much easier. Why? Because you've cleared away some of the blocks to it. So let's talk about forgiveness. What is the essence of forgiveness? You know, in our society, Western world thought, forgiveness is where we say to one another, I forgive you. But do you understand that just saying the words is not forgiveness? Forgiveness is when, and I'm going to give you an illustrated story so that we are completely clear. Forgiveness is when you catch the person who you're in love with and you've been with for years cheating on you in your bedroom, in your bed, something you shared that is sacred to the two of you. And because you got off from work early and came home early, you certainly didn't expect to find your paramour there, but you didn't expect to find them in bed with someone else. And you do. And so you manage to work it out after going through your initial fit, rage, shock, the emotions that come along with it. You do some therapy, and you say those words, forgive you. Now, if you can look at your partner, your spouse, and not feel any anger, any tension within you, then you have truly forgiven them. To say the words is fine, but words is mere rhetoric. Do you still have an attachment to it? Now, this is not saying you forgive and you forget, because someone's hearing that. That's not what I'm saying. You need not forget, but you also need not dwell on it. You need not live in that moment. Live always in this moment. Be in the moment at all times. That moment has passed, and yes, the hurt may still be there, but you have a choice. Do I hold on to the hurt, or do I work through it and let it go? To say I forgive you does not release the hurt, but it is a step in the right direction. To actually work towards having no more animosity, no more feelings of hurt and anger towards this person, to truly, truly let them off the hook, to let bygones be bygones. No, not forget, but let bygones be bygones. And a lot of you are saying, you're crazy. I'm not doing that. Well, you know what? You don't have to do that. This advice is for people who want to be better. Why does this make you better? Because forgiveness is not for that person. Forgiveness is for you. You're the one suffering, not them. They may leave you and go on with their life. They may have wonderful times with that person who they were getting it on with or someone else, and you're still stuck there. Do you know 90% of illnesses come from you not being able to forgive? Cancer is nothing more than what's eating you, the things that you couldn't let go of, the things that you were too stubborn to forgive. So, no, it's not about them. It's about you. So am I crazy or are you crazy? Because you're killing yourself. You might as well just put antifreeze in your food and kill yourself slowly. Forgiveness is about saving yourself. It's not about the other person. When you can rid your body of the negative energy of anger, frustration, hatred, then you are able to move on. What is forgiveness? Now, I just talked about the essence of forgiveness, and I told you what forgiveness looked like, but what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is actually being able to say, in essence, I know who I am, and I am bigger than this. Even though it may hurt, I am bigger than this. Even though I may have suffered loss, I am bigger than this. What forgiveness really is knowing who you really are, that you are one with the Almighty, that you are a child of God, that you are perfect in your imperfections, that you are whole, that you are complete, that you can be loving and harmonious and happy, but it's of your choosing. And when you realize that no matter what has happened to you in this life, it happened because it was meant to. The evidence that it was meant to was that it happened, and that you are a giant amongst giants, if you choose to be that. And you can truly stand up and say, no matter what it is, no matter what has happened, no matter how much it's rocked you, shocked you, and knocked you to your knees, you can say, this is a small thing to a giant. This too will pass. And from these ashes, still I rise. So, why forgive? And I talked about that. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness connects you to the Most High. Forgiveness helps you avoid health issues. Forgiveness helps you clear your mind. Have you ever noticed when you're mad at somebody else, you get so angry, you can't even think straight. You can't even concentrate. You're no good to no one, not even to yourself. All you want to do is lash out. And a lot of times, for those of you who lash out first and think second, it lands you in jail or in a situation that you didn't want to be in. And often, you feel regret. Why? Because you allowed yourself to be taken from your godly space. Everyone shares the same godly space. Everyone can choose it, but everyone don't choose it. And yes, it's easy to say, well, you don't know my problem. You don't know my issue. You. Ah, not me, you. It's your issue. Own it. Man or woman up to it, creating this issue. Are you going to continue to create it? Are you going to live in that moment? Are you going to stay there forever? Or do you choose to be better? Do you choose to move on? Do you choose to be the powerful person that you are? Do you choose to be in the moment, in the strength of who you are? You see, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. What forgiveness does for you is it breaks those chains. It frees you from the shackles. When you are stuck on someone else, what they did, one, you have given away your power, so now you're powerless. And the more you give away your power, you become castrated. You become a slave to the emotion, to that person and what they've done. And in many cases, they move on, and they're not even thinking about you anymore. Sometimes years go on, and they don't even remember what happened. You know what? You don't even remember what happened. All you know is you're still mad because they did so-and-so. You don't even remember why they did so-and-so. Sometimes it gets so ridiculous, you don't even remember what they did. You just remember that you're mad at them. And you carried around all this tension, all this frustration, all this negative energy eating upon you, feeding upon you like a parasite, just draining you of your precious life. We only have so many years, so many months, so many weeks, so many days, so many hours, so many minutes. You are not guaranteed forever in this universe, in this domain. And so when you allow someone else to rent space, to set up shop in your mind, in your heart, you're giving away precious, precious time that you can't give back. So why forgive? Because forgiveness is for you. It allows you to stay connected to the Most High. It allows you to understand the value of who you are. It shows you the true self-worth. When you can say, this is a small thing to a giant, I can move on past this. I am bigger than this situation. I am better than this situation. Why forgive? Because someone needs you to forgive them. Because someone is stuck, just like you are. They did something to you, and they need you to forgive. And they don't know how to do it. And you being able to forgive someone else can be the role model for them being able to forgive. Others need you to forgive. And so you should forgive all others. You should forgive the past. You should forgive events that have happened in your life. Forgive places that was not so pleasurable to you. Forgive things that you feel have harmed you. Even your car breaking down when you need it the most. Yes, some people get mad at their car. I heard a story of a guy who get mad at his boots every single morning. I don't know what his boots did, but they pissed this dude off every single morning. Things. And most importantly, yourself. Because you can forgive everyone in the world. And you can do exactly what I'm saying. You can let go all the frustration, all the tension, all the hurt, all the pain. And be free to look that person in the face, to spend time with them, to deal with them, and not have forgotten but not feel any animosity towards them, truly, truly in a state of forgiveness for them. But if you haven't forgiven yourself, then it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. You see, include yourself amongst those that you forgive, because every time you allow someone to get to you, you chip a little bit away from your self-esteem. And so you need to know that you forgive yourself and that you love yourself as well. So how do we forgive? Well, that's a very, very beautiful thought. How do we forgive? There are a lot of ways that we forgive, and tonight I'm going to go through some. Some of the simplest ways is write a list of everybody who has harmed you in any way in this life. And then you go down that list one by one, and you say to the person or animal, whatever it was, you know, thing, object, place, event, I forgive you. I release you from this bond that we have created. I release you, and I hold no unforgiveness back. My forgiveness is total and whole in this moment, and I let you go as I need to move on and be free. And then you can add a little symbolism with it by, if you write their name on a piece of paper, ripping or shredding the paper, burning the paper, blowing it up, throwing it away, whatever helps you to release that energy. Now, with some people, you may have to do this several times just to get free of that energy. But it's important that you forgive. Other ways to forgive is the surrogate method. If you have a really good friend, let's say you're a woman who's upset with her man. If you have a close male friend, he can stand in as your surrogate, and you can say to him, as you would to the guy you was in a relationship, all the things that you need and want to say, all the things that you feel you were unable to get out when you last spoke to that person. Your surrogate says nothing. They just sit there, and for lack of a better term, but to make it somewhat comical, they take the abuse. Yes, they allow you to get it all off your chest, to say everything that you want to say. And if they're willing, you know, now I am not an advocate of physical violence, but, you know, sometimes you may want to hit them with a pillow or throw ball up pieces of paper at them to get this frustration out. If your friend is willing to take that too, and in the end, and this is the most important part, in the end, you allow your friend to hold you, to hug you, and to say to you, in the voice, not actually the spoken voice, but speaking as the voice of the person who has hurt you, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And you do your best to accept that. You see, what we are dealing with when we talk about forgiveness is really energy. We get this energy because we have in our mind an idea of how things are supposed to go. And when things don't go the way we want them to go, then we become upset. And the more we're attached to how we want something to go, and the less likely it is that it goes in that direction, the more upset we are. Because we had an expectation that was not met by someone we expected to meet our expectation. And I'm going to say that again. We had an expectation that was not met by someone we expected to meet our expectations. We are always patient on other people, whether they know it or not. And when they fail us by not living up to what we want from them, by not following the script that we wrote out for them and fail to provide them with, then we become hurt. And when we become hurt, all it really is an idea. An idea is nothing more than energy. You see, you have an idea that you're hurt. If you change that idea, then you're not hurt. The idea is, this person did this to me or made me do this. And so you're blaming someone else. You turn that around, and I did this because you fill in the blank. Because each situation is different. But every situation is the same in the sense that you did this because. You're blaming that person, but why did you do it? What role did you play in there? And see, it's all energy. It's an idea. It's a thought. You change that thought. Okay, so I did this. I learned something. I'm not going to do that again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. You know, you're not going to get me again. You got me. I'm good. I've learned from it. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to be stronger. Or maybe what you learned is that this person is not someone you should be dealing with because they're not trustworthy. And then that tells you something about yourself, because if you continue to deal with that person, you're chipping away at your self-esteem. So you see, forgiveness is really about changing your mind, which is changing the energy flow. So when we do this second exercise, we're getting out that frustration. We are saying to our property all the things that we want to say. You hurt me this way. You hurt me that way. You know, you're letting it go. You're not holding it in. And then, in the end, there's an embrace. And you're hearing, even though it's not the person who truly hurt you, but this person is representing that person, and this person is saying to you, forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you. And that's what it comes down to. Always that need to be accepted and loved. And so there's several other ones, but I'm not going to go into any more other than the ones that I have for you tonight. And so what we are going to talk about tonight is dissolving resentment. Dissolving resentment is letting go of that anger, that frustration, that thing that you need to do the forgiveness for. So we're going to start again with a list. You want to write a list of everyone or anything that has hurt or harmed you in any way, as far back as you can remember, far back as you can remember, age 3, age 4, age 5. If you remember the doctor smacking you when you came out, go ahead, put the doctor's name on there, because, you know, that doctor deserved a little bit too. You know, he hit you, she hit you, let's get even. Let's forget them. And that's how we get even. We get even by being the bigger person, killing them with kindness. I forgive you because I love me. I love me more than I'm upset with you. And being upset with you is only going to hurt me, not you, unless I do something wrong. And then it's still going to hurt me because, you know, you're going to retaliate or I'm going to end up in jail. So I'm going to do this not for you, but for me. So we have the forgiveness statement. The forgiveness statement is this. I forgive you. I release you. I love you. And I understand. Your hurt is not my hurt, and I should not take it on. What you did because you did not know better. And even if you did know better, you were acting from a position of ignorance. If you knew better, you would have done better, and you would not have hurt me. And because I now know and understand that, I forgive you, and I release you. Once you've done that, we would then sit down and relax. We go into a deep visualization. So the way to do that is like this. If you're seated right now, go ahead and close your eyes. If you're not, go ahead and find a nice comfortable spot where you can get seated. Close your eyes. We're going to breathe in deeply, breathing in fresh life air and breathing it out, breathing in deeply again, letting it out, and again, breathing in deeply and letting it out. Allowing our mind to be free, allowing our body to become completely relaxed. As we feel ourselves becoming relaxed, the top of our head, down the forehead, down past your ears and your eyes, your nose and your cheeks. You feel your mouth and your jaw becoming very, very, very relaxed and comfortable. You feel your neck just loosening up and relaxing. Feel the tension as it oozes out of your shoulders, freeing your shoulders, completely free, free of any tension, any stress, totally relaxed,
Relaxation moves down your chest and your back, all the way down your arms and into your fingers. Feel your body start to go limp as you become completely, completely, completely relaxed. Down your belly to your waist and your hips. Down your thighs to your knees. Just relax. Relax. You are free, completely free. From your knees down to your ankles, from your ankles all the way down your feet. Feel yourself being grounded deeper and deeper and deeper. You're connected with the roots and the earth. You are grounded. You're completely relaxed, completely free. Ah, no tension. Now I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll imagine in front of you someone on your list who has hurt you. 5, 4, 3. At the count of 1, you'll imagine someone from your list who has hurt you standing directly in front of you. 2, 1. See that person in front of you. Look them over. Know that they truly are there in this moment, this eternal moment of now. It is just you and them. Take this golden moment to share your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions with this person. Allow yourself to completely free yourself of all of the so-called negative energy that keeps you connected to this person. Let them know everything that is going on with you, everything that you need to say to them. Say it to them now. Continue to share your thoughts. Don't hold anything back. Get it all out. Let it loose. Allow yourself to be free. No fear. Say everything that you want and need to say. Once you have said all that you need to say, now is the time when you tell the person, I forgive you. Let them know that you still care about them. And if you don't, then don't say that you care about them. But tell them that you forgive them and that you release them. And as you say that you release them, start to wave to the person and see them either walk away or start to fade away. Person is completely gone. I want you to take out a knife, and I want you to start to cut the cords that connect you to that person. Does not matter if you don't see any cords, just chop the air all around you. And say, as you're doing this, I free myself. I free myself. I free myself. I free myself. And now, still visualizing, go ahead and hug yourself and say, I love myself. I approve of myself. And I believe in the decisions that I make. Now we'll start to make our way back. I will count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll come back to this place this time, and you will be less burdened, one less person, who has any connection to any negative energy within you. You are completely forgiven this person for whatever it is that they have done to you in this life. One, two, three. Coming out slowly now. The count of five, you will open your eyes, return to this place, and feel the vibration of having forgiven someone. Four, five. Open your eyes, return. Notice how you feel just a bit lighter as you have allowed your feelings towards someone to be released. You've let go the energy that makes people feel as if they can't forgive. Today, you have learned how to forgive. And after a commercial break and the money tip, we are going to do a little bit more. Not forgiveness, we're going to then be thankful.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and up.
Whoops, my fault. That is not the commercial I wanted to play for you guys. This is the commercial I want to play for you.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we specialize in healing of mind, body, and soul. Join us every Monday for Totally Whole with Pastors Bridget and Pastor Cook, where they address issues related to spirituality and mental health. Every Thursday, we have something different. On the first Thursday of the month, it's Total Empowerment, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out with Angela Hart. On the second Thursday of the month, it's One Love, One Connection, One Us. It's Relationship Talk with Reverend Arlene and Reverend Hart. Call in your relationship question. On the third Thursday of the month, it's The Sacred Masculine with Reverend Jermell Gilliam, a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. On the fourth Thursday of the month, it's The Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, giving advice on spiritual growth and self-healing. And when there's a fifth Thursday in the month, join Reverend Arlene Cadet with The Healing Paradigms. She is healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. And on Friday, it's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is the show where you find out how to enhance your love life and have better sexual experiences and find out how to do it by eating healthy. We have Andrea Walters and Zakiya Lana heading up Love, Sex, and Nutrition only here on the Family Healing Circle, Blog Talk Radio's most exciting station.
All right, that is our new promo, and now it is time for the money tip. That's right, it's time to get your money right.
Good evening, I'm Jermaine Daly coming to you from Greater Financial Solutions with your money tip for the month. Today we have six key factors that goes into your credit score. A credit score is a three-digit number used by financial institutions to evaluate your credit worthiness or how well you're paying back your debt. That can differ depending on which credit bureau that the lender pulls the information from. For example, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. Your credit score is officially known as your FICO score. Factor number one, total number of accounts. This factor totals up the number of credit cards, auto loans, student loans, mortgages, and other lines of credit that you have open. Having revolving and installment credit accounts can have a positive effect on your credit report. Consumers with a higher number of credit accounts will have a better score since they have been approved by more lenders. But don't open several new credit accounts just to increase your number of accounts. That wouldn't be a good idea. Factor number two, total hard credit inquiries. This factor occurs when a financial institution or a credit card issuer checks your credit to decide if they should approve you for a loan or a credit card. One hard inquiry can affect your credit score by a few points, but multiple hard inquiries will significantly affect your credit score, and lenders will think that you are desperate for credit or you can't even qualify for credit. Examples of a hard inquiry are auto loans, student loans, business loans, personal loans, mortgages, and credit cards. Factor number three, average age of open credit lines. In this factor, lenders have more information to accurately assess your credit worthiness by the average age of your open accounts, which says that you have been able to manage your credit. So remember, closing your oldest account will shorten the average length of your open credit lines and reduce your available credit. Number four, on-time payments. On-time payments represents how often you pay your bills on time, which is heavily weighted in calculating your credit score. So any late payments can affect your credit score. This is the best way to keep good credit by paying your bills on time. Factor number five, number of derogatory marks. These include accounts in collections, bankruptcy, foreclosures, and liens. Your credit score will be severely affected on your credit report. Derogatory marks can take up to 7 to 10 years to clear from your credit history. A derogatory mark can ruin your chances of getting credit also, because then the lender will think that you're mismanaging your credit. Factor number six, open credit card usage. Your open credit card usage is available credit compared with how much you're using at any given time. Therefore, it's important to know that your credit card usage is not calculated by looking at the balances you carry over from month to month, but the balances that you have at the time that your credit card issuer reports to the credit bureau. Therefore, you can have good credit by regularly using your credit cards and paying them off every month. Again, I'm Jermaine Bailey, here to serve you with any debt solutions from Greater Financial Solutions. You can reach me at 202-431-4739. I'm here every fourth Thursday of the month with a new money tip. Don't miss it. Thank you. Have a good day. I'm
And we're back. All right. That was War with The World is a Ghetto. And I'm sure for a lot of people, the world feels like a ghetto. And if you are one of those people, it may be hard for you to really get into the thankful spirit of today. It is Thanksgiving. And I am a strong, firm believer that everyone has something to be thankful for. Now, I know that some people feel like there is nothing for them to be thankful for, but consider this. I could say that you are alive, and for some people that is not a reason to be thankful. But there's always someone who is doing worse than you. There are the victims of terrorism in France, in Mali, and in so many other places around the world. There are the Syrian refugees who are about to be completely homeless as no one wants to take them in. There are the victims of wars around the world, with warlords taking children as young as 7 and 8 in Africa and putting them into their armies, leaving their families, their moms and their dads, wishing for a better life, wishing that their children were not forcefully taken from. There are those who are suffering from economic depressions. There's hunger in the world, people who haven't eaten in days. There are so many things going on that I'm sure if you just take a moment, you take the time to think about it, you can find something to be thankful for. But what is thankfulness? What is thankfulness? You know, somebody holds the door for you, you walk out and you say thank you. Is that thankfulness? You drop something, someone pick it up for you, you say thank you. Someone gives you money, you say thankful, thank you. Is any of those things really thankfulness? No. That's just being thankful for an act. And really, that's just rhetoric. You're saying thank you because that's the polite thing to do. Thankfulness is an actual emotion. It is how you actually feel about something. You feel thankful for someone or something that has happened in your life. So when we talk about Thanksgiving, we're not just talking about, yes, I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head. Do you know what it really means to have a roof over your head as opposed to being homeless, as opposed to having to live on the street or staying at different people's house every other night? Do you really know? If you don't, then you may not truly be thankful. You may just be saying the word because you have no concept of what it means to not have a roof over your head. Thankful for this meal I'm about to eat. Have you gone days without eating? Even if it was of your own volition, have you fasted? And even in fasting, know what it's like to be hungry, but because of what you have chosen to do, you're not eating. So do you really know what it means to be thankful for the food that you eat? Or are you one who eats several times a day? And again, it's just mere rhetoric. The reason we're talking about the difference between thankfulness and just saying thank you is because there are no blessings in thank you. Well, yeah, we believe there is, but there's not. The blessing is in being thankful. You see, what you appreciate, appreciates. Just saying thank you does not mean you truly appreciate whatever it is. Being thankful, meaning you have an idea of how good it is to have this and what your life would be like if you did not have it. So you see, it is a mindset. It is a feeling. Are you in the feeling of thankfulness tonight? And why thankfulness? Because it's Thanksgiving? Well, don't choose one day out of 365 to be thankful. If anything, choose one day out of 365 to not be thankful. Be the norm. You woke up. A lot of people didn't. Now, maybe you're one of those people who think that life is so bad, you'd rather be dead. Okay. That's fine. But there are people who are dying who are suffering. They're in pain. So at least if you are not one of those people who are in pain, who are in a hospital, who's hooked up to a machine, who coughs up blood, who passes out, who's in any kind of physical pain, then you can be thankful for that. Because even if you'd rather be dead, you'd rather not be on the slow track to death that puts you in excruciating pain in a hospital. You see, there's always someone doing worse than you. Being thankful is appreciating that you are doing as well as you're doing. It's appreciating that you have what you have. You may not have, oh no, I'm not going to break into the song, so I'm not going to say a fancy car, a brand new Cadillac, diamond in the back, sun rooftop, kicking the scene with a gangster lean. Ooh, I'm not going to sing this song. But you may not have everything that you want. You may not even have everything that you need, but you have something. Maybe you've got clothes on your back. That's better than being naked, especially since it is the end of November. We are going into December, and the weather's starting to change. And depending upon where you are in the world, there's some places where there's snow right now. So it is good to have clothes on your back. You may not have money in your pocket, but maybe today somebody fed you. Maybe a shelter fed you. If you're in Baltimore, maybe Big Addy, the food center, maybe they fed you. You see, there's always something to be thankful for. You can be thankful for the fact that you can see, because not everyone can see. Thankful for the fact that you can taste, because on this day of gluttony, not everyone can taste the food that is available to them. Yes, there are some people whose taste buds just don't work. Maybe you have arms, and not everyone have arms and legs. You're not in a wheelchair,
Some people are. Some people maybe even younger than you. You see, we can go on and on and on and on, and I think you get the gist of where I'm going with this. There is always a reason to be thankful because there's someone who wish they had what you have. And so how do we get to that point of being thankful? You know? Well, let's start off with, what are you thankful for? Are you thankful for the people in your life? Are you thankful for the place that you are, the places that you've been, the things that you've seen, the things that you've done, the things that you have? Are you thankful for certain events that's happened in your life? Are you thankful for your five senses? And for some of you, you might have a sixth sense. Do you give thanks for that? And are you thankful for that? Feelings, your skills, your abilities, your talents. If I am a mason, I should be thankful that I have the skill to build. Not everyone can do that. If I am a painter, I should be thankful that I have the skill to paint. If I am a speaker, I should be thankful for the skill to speak. You see, we don't often think about our talents. But if you don't use your talent, you lose your talent. So be thankful for it. Be thankful for you exactly the way you are. Because you are whole, perfect, and complete. And you are perfect in your imperfections. So let's get right into our thankfulness exercise. I want you to take a couple minutes, and I want you to write down everything that you're thankful for. Now, today is Thanksgiving, so you may have already done that, or you may have gone around the table and said what you're thankful for, so you have a good idea. But if you don't, and if you haven't written it down, a couple minutes, write down what it is you're thankful for, and in doing so, remember the people, remember the places, the things, the events, your feelings, your talents, your gifts. Write down everything that you are thankful for this day. Okay, so now some of you may still be working on your list, but we're going to go ahead and move on. And you can always come back to your list. Next, you're going to write a verbal statement. I am thankful for, you fill in the blank, because, and then fill in the blank. Why are you thankful for it? I am thankful for life because I truly, truly like me, and I believe that I can make a difference in this world. And I look forward to doing big, wonderful things. So go ahead and do that. I am thankful for blank because blank. And you fill in those blanks. Now, I want you to close your eyes. And we're not going to do a visualization. I just want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of all the things that you are thankful for today. Just think about them and allow yourself to feel how it makes you feel to think about the things you're thankful for. Just concentrate on what it is you're thankful for and feel the thankfulness. Okay, and so now we are going to do a visualization exercise. And what I'm going to do is walk you through it. It's actually three parts to the visualization exercise, or more or less four parts to it. We're going to do a visualization, and I'm going to have you visualize the color pink. And surround yourself in the color pink. Pink is for love and appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness. And after you've surrounded yourself in it, I'm going to have you ask your higher self, what is your personal color, thankfulness? And if you get something different than pink that we're using, I want you to then concentrate on that color. And I want you to surround yourself in it from head to toe. And then I'm going to have you expand that color out to cover the whole world so that you are sending out tonight thoughts of thankfulness to the whole world. So, my friends, let's get started. Again, sit down, get grounded, become calm and peaceful as we breathe in deeply and let it out. Breathe in deeply and let it out. And again, breathing in deeply, allowing our mind to go clear, to go completely blank. Let it out. Feel your body becoming completely relaxed from your head all the way down to your toes. Clearing your mind of any thoughts. We're going to count from 5 to 1. At the count of 1, I want you to visualize directly over the top of your head a pink circle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See a pink circle directly over the top of your head. See if the circle starts to move down. And it covers your whole body, covering your head, your face, moving down, covering your neck, your shoulders, your chest, and your back. Down your arms, down your back and your abdomen, down to your elbows, down to your belly button, down to your waist, down to your wrist, and now covering your fingers. Moving down your thighs to your knees, down your knees to your ankles, and down your feet. Notice as you are completely surrounded by pink light. Feel the gratitude and the appreciation coming from this pink light that surrounds your whole body from head to toe. Notice how calm and peaceful and loving this energy is. Allow it to permeate your body, connecting from one end to the other. As it surrounds your body, the pink light now connects, going through your body. Feel calm, peaceful love. Feel gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness. Allow your body and mind to absorb that, taking it all in. Now, I want you to ask your higher self, what is my personal color of thankfulness? Listen for an answer from your higher self. Once you have it, replace the pink energy with that color. If it is still pink, then there's no need to make any change. Feel this new energy as it replaces the pink energy, as it surrounds your whole body from head to toe. It is starts to permeate your body and connect with itself. You feel this color completely absorbing your whole body from head to toe, inside and out, all the way around, all the way through. Feel your own personal color of thankfulness. Allow your body and mind, your spirit to fill up on thankfulness. Be abundantly overwhelmed with thankfulness. You are thankfulness. And now imagine coming from your heart this very color, your personal color of thankfulness, expanding out far, far away from you, going out as far as you can imagine, and circling back, covering the whole earth to include you in the earth. Imagine your personal color of thankfulness covering the whole earth, including yourself. Now, I want you to start to come back. Just allow the color to stay out there covering the earth as you work your way back to consciousness. Taking your own sweet time. Come on back. All right, my friends, that has been I Forgive and I Am Thankful, and I am thankful for everyone who tuned in. I'd like to give a shout-out to Arlene Cahet listening out in Brooklyn, New York, BK in the house. I'd like to give a shout-out to Tamika Martin and to Miss Loretta Martin, and to all my friends and family, and to each and every one of you, because I love each and every one of you. And I don't have to know you. I love you because I see you as one with me, and that we are all whole. And so I absolutely positively love you, and ain't a darn thing you can do about it. That has been the Inner Consciousness for November. I will see you in December. So as always, I ain't trying to tell you what to do. It's your life and it's up to you. But if it's the game of life that you want to win, you must take some time and go with it. Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.